It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. July 13th. 1923 is where we're going to start. The Hollywood sign is officially dedicated in the hills, of course, above Hollywood. It originally read Hollywoodland, but the last four letters were dropped after renovations in 1949. 1944, Hungarian mathematician, educator, and inventor of the Rubik's Cube, Arno Rubik, was born. 1945, the first atomic bomb arrived partly assembled in its test site in New Mexico. Switching up to 1985, Live Aid, an international rock concert in London, Philadelphia, Moscow, and Sydney, was held to raise money for Africa's starving people. 1989, Compaq Computer and IBM enter into a patent cross-licensing agreement. It would include all patents filed before July 1st, 1993. 1992, IBM announces an alliance with Toshiba and Siemens to develop memory chips for computers. International cooperation marked a shift in the semiconductor industry. 1995, the FCC planned to divide radio spectrums to satellite and wireless cable. Also in 1995, U.S. Justice Department files a brief stating Microsoft's MSN marketing violates the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. Summertime, summertime. What to do during the summer? Well, let's go fly a drone. The Phantom 3 is now available for all your summer flying fun. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again. Just like when you got your first RC car many years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks, by the lake, or just fly over your house a few times to see how many of the kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History, and I thank you very much for that. Go over there, geekazine.com/DJI, then go out to the park and have some fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2000, Kevin Mitnick comes to an agreement with the courts. Although he still cannot use computers, he can consult on a new TV series, and he can write for a website. Well, as long as he does it on a typewriter. 2001, the code Red Worm was released. It attacks any Microsoft Internet Information Services system. Also in 2001, the Taliban regime bans Internet access countrywide, and Malaysian consumer interest group Consumers Association of Penang launch a campaign to keep children away from computers. 2003, Yahoo announces that it would acquire internet search Overture for $1.63 billion. In 2004, AMD releases the 1.67 GHz Athlon XPM 2200 Plus processor. Google acquires Picasa from Lilab. Also in 2004, version 3.08.0 of the OCaml programming language is released, and versions 4.3.8 and 5.0.0 of the PHP programming language is released. Of course, they kept the two versions because certain PHP programs wouldn't run on 5 or 4, so they have the two versions out there. 2005, former WorldCom Incorporated boss Bernard Ebbers was sentenced to 25 years in prison for leading the largest corporate fraud in U.S. history. Also in 2005, Fujitsu unveils the world's first film substrate-based bendable color electronic paper, basically a piece of paper that could be bent. basically a piece of paper that could be bent and still have an image projected across it. 2006, the Envision Power Services released version 2.2.2 of the Envision Power Board. Twitter, the first microblogging site, is launched in 2006, and version 2.6.26 on Linux is also released. And in 2009, a 15-year-old Staten Island girl drops into an open manhole while texting. The parents basically state that they are going to be suing the city for having an open manhole. Also in 2009, All Headline News settles an intellectual property lawsuit against the Associated Press after admitting to using their content on all of their websites. And Blockbuster On Demand announces that they will be coming to Samsung TVs and Blu-ray products.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.